The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Somebody needs to explain this to me. This is totally off topic. But, you know, we have a TV monitor here in the studio. And every day, if you watch TV at all, you will see advertisements for certain medications, for certain maladies, treatments, illnesses, and so forth. I'm looking at a commercial right now. It's just finishing up. And it is a medication for Parkinson's. Okay? Now, these drug companies, and by the way, I am thankful for the research that American pharmaceutical companies do. We lead most of the world in advancements in new medication and so on. So I'm not anti-pharmacy. I am anti some of the ridiculous things they do with their money. And again, maybe somebody can explain this to me. I have never once gone to my doctor. Okay, most of you know I'm diabetic, okay? And through the years, I've had this sickness and that sickness and required this medication and that medication, as all of you have as well. I don't know about you, but I have never once gone to my doctor and said, hey, doc, why don't we try such and such a medication? I saw it on TV last night, and the guys on TV said it's really, really good. So because I saw it on TV, let's try this medication. Have you ever done that? Yeah. If I'm going to a doctor and paying a doctor and I trust my doctor, I'm going to assume that my doctor knows the best medication for whatever it. So they are spending multiplied millions of dollars on these ads. They're not aimed at doctors sitting at home. I don't think any doctor sitting at home watching a football game sees an ad come up for a particular medication and goes, I think I'll start prescribing that to all my patients because I saw it during a football game on TV. And again, maybe somebody can explain it to me, but I don't understand the millions of dollars that are spent on TV advertising. You know, for COPD, for Parkinson's, for skin diseases and skin maladies and eye problems and ear problems and diabetes and I don't get it. All right, I got that off my chest. Oh, my goodness. The people at Sojourners are at it at all. Jim Wallace and Sojourners. I just got my Sojo mail from Sojo.net. And I haven't done this for a long, 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 long time. Let me do it. If you want to know what the social justice people are up to, subscribe to Sojo Mail at Sojo, Sojo.net. Now, once you sign up, your inbox and your email is going to be filled with propaganda from the social justice people, particularly Jim Wallace and Sojourners. But if you want to know what they're up to, I encourage you to get the Sojo Mail, the Sojourner mailings and so on. I got this today. All right. In fact, I got it at 3:19 p.m. today. Subject line from Sojourners at Sojo not John. I'm sorry. Sojo.net. Subject: scared to talk Jesus and Trump with loved ones this Thanksgiving? Say what? That's the subject line. Scared to talk Jesus and Trump with loved ones this Thanksgiving? Well, you'll be happy to know that Jim Wallace and the folks at Sojourners want to teach you, train you, how to convert your loved ones and relatives who like Trump into hating him. And all do it in the name of Jesus. Wouldn't that be great? If you could convert your family members who like Trump over Thanksgiving dinner, if you could convert them from liking Trump and supporting the president and praying for the president to hating the president, all in the name of Jesus, Sojourners is for you. Oh, my goodness. Here's just part of the email. Hi, Bob. At a time when many Christians are aligned with the worst of our nation's politics. Anybody want to guess who that is and what that is? That's those nasty, terrible, horrible Republicans who stand for marriage, traditional biblical sexuality. Those radical, crazy, loony Republicans that actually care about the unborn. Yeah, unborn babies. Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. At a time when many Christians are aligned with the worst of our nation's politics, do you struggle to find ways to talk to friends and family about why you still care about following Jesus? The arrogance here is breathtaking. I mean, the spiritual arrogance is breathtaking. The implication here, the strong implication here, is that if you support Donald Trump and if you're a Republican, if you are a conservative, then you are aligned with the worst of our nation's politics. And you need to tell those terrible people, your family and friends, who are aligned with the worst of our nation's politics, why you still care about following Jesus. That's enough to gag a maggot. Now, what is the purpose of this email? To start a conversation about politics over the turkey at Thanksgiving? No. To sell Jim Wallace's book. Very next paragraph. That's why many people are telling us season one of our new podcast, Reclaiming Jesus Now with Jim Wallace, couldn't have come at a better time. Reclaiming Jesus Now is built around 8 urgent Jesus questions all of us must face in these times. Oh, my goodness. They want you to pay to download the podcast of his book, Reclaiming Jesus. And as I said before, folks, listen. Jesus does not need to be reclaimed. He's doing fine. I talked to him this morning. He's fine. He's okay. He does not need Jim Wallace to write a book and put out a podcast series to reclaim him. He's not lost. He doesn't need to be reclaimed. Oh, my goodness. And again, just this. Hey, conservatives can be incredibly arrogant as well, but there's almost nothing like the spiritual arrogance of a far-left social justice activist theologian. Scared to talk about Jesus and Trump with loved ones this Thanksgiving? Oh, my goodness. But I'm serious. If you want to know what the loony left is doing theologically, sign up for Sojo Mail at sojo.net, S-O-J-O.net. I really encourage you to. You need to know what these people are all about. And it will come to your email inbox as well. All right, we're going to take the final break. And then we'll be back and wrap things up on this Monday edition.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hey, I just want to check. Again, our Salvation Army campaign has not officially started. I'm not sure whether I'm even supposed to be talking about it yet. But I did mention it. The banner is up. The kettle is swinging and ringing at thewordcolumbus.com. The last time I checked, two of our listeners had dropped money into the kettle. Let me refresh. Hang on. Let me see. I'm refreshing. And it's still two. That's fine. That is fine. I hope the official beginning, I think, is next week. I want you to be praying about helping the Salvation Army through our kettle. I mean it. They're under attack. They are under severe attack. And it's time for us to stand with them and say, hey, we're with you. If you want to drop some money in the kettle, our kettle, thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. This is interesting. I've kind of stayed away from the politics today, as I tried to do every day, unless it's something important and significant. The next two or three weeks is going to be just fascinating to watch what the Democrats do with the impeachment. And the reason for that, there are several reasons. Public opinion is turning against impeachment. All right? Now, if you remember back, for those of you old enough, when Bill Clinton was impeached by the House of Representatives, he was found not guilty by the Senate, if you'll remember. So he was not removed from office, but he was impeached. As the public hearings continued, public opinion for impeachment increased dramatically. I mean, they had Clinton. Clinton looked right into the camera, shook that finger. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Look, Lewinsky, remember that? And he lied under oath and lied to the American public. And, of course, that came out, we found out. And so anyway, when the public hearings were being held, it was bipartisan. There were a bunch of Democrats who voted for impeachment in the House of Representatives. It wasn't just the Republicans. And public opinion was clearly for impeachment. This time around, there is not a single Republican supporting impeachment. It is Democrats only. It is not bipartisan whatsoever. None whatsoever. And public opinion has not moved a bit. Through all of those hearings, all of those hours and hours and hours of public hearings, the people of America were not convinced. That has to have the Democrats frightened. It must. I mean, it has to have them scared. It is not like the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Not at all. So there is that, number one. Number two, it is almost 100% certain that if the House of Representatives votes to impeach, the Senate will not find him guilty. And not only that, the Senate, the Republicans in the Senate have made it very clear they're going to call for a full trial, which means they will be able to call witnesses, including Joe Biden and his son, including Adam Schiff. So I think the Republicans are beginning to think, you know what, this maybe wasn't such a good idea. But in order to save face, they have to proceed. Now, I said all that to get to this. Headline, Adam Schiff claims case against Trump is ironclad. Then he was asked in a Sunday news program. He said, the case against Donald Trump is ironclad. That means done, finished, over. We have plenty of proof to impeach him. And then he was asked point blank, does that mean then that you are going to impeach him? He wouldn't say. He wouldn't say. He did say, quote, we need to act now if we're going to act, and we can't allow this obstruction to succeed. The other point I would make is, in cases, the case in terms of the Ukraine misconduct is ironclad, but so is the case of the president's obstruction of the Congress. But he would not commit to actually impeaching the president. So in other words, I know he's guilty. I know he's guilty. We have plenty of proof. We don't need any more proof. We don't need any more witnesses. Well, then are you going to impeach him? Well, I don't know. I think, seriously, I think they are deeply conflicted because, well, when the Republicans impeached Bill Clinton, it backfired on them big time. Some of you are old enough to remember. I mean, it backfired big time. I think the Democrats are scared to death that the same thing's going to happen to them. Anyway, we will watch. We will see. In the meantime, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful evening. I do. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.